Teaching class from Kevin. Soloing over two chords. Class on improvisation, any style. It frees you up from playing the same old thing. Sell the benefits first. Example, A7 and D. Use triads only. And to the advanced player, they have to make a melody with only your triads and no backing track. Drop carrots all over the place. He even says, I'll call you later or tomorrow. What time is best? You'll be great for our lab band. Gradually add notes for each person according to their ability. Add one more note and then ask, have you thought about the lab band since we last talked? Reinforcing the carrot. Adjusts according to level. Think on your feet. Add chromatic approach notes for advanced players. If it's just a few notes that you're limited to, it forces you to rely on rhythm. You have to hear the changes in your head. He tells jokes. He's very personable. He plants seeds for other classes. Future planting, like being able to use elements of jazz and your playing, and your opportunities will open up much more. Then he wraps it up with what to work on at home and what not to work on. And if the student is frustrated for any reason, anyone who's seeming frustrated, he'll say, I'll call you tonight at X time. Is that good for you? And follows up with each person. Carrots is how students get through the system, like doing monthly jam sessions with bass and drums and doing all the programs. Student A and student B want to move up. So in other words, it's not an attempt to upsell them. It's just a simple recognition. This is what students want, and you're just enabling them to do that. Totally different mindset than thinking you have to upsell them or you're trying to. VIP 5-1. Notice Kevin's layers were learning parts in an ensemble fashion. He's not turning out trained monkeys, but musicians. Not people who have licks and no broad understanding. The carrot is learning songs. Play that song and you can use it in your own songwriting. Skills, not just licks. Example, Sultans of Swing. Three categories of stuff going on in that solo. There's rhythmic techniques, lead techniques, and theory. They use one song to create concepts to teach, which leads to activities, and then that leads to layers. So for rhythmic techniques, there's no pick. He's using flamenco style of strumming. There are chords, inversions, triads, and extensions. Well, actually, that would go under theory, but the rhythm is the no pick flamenco and flamenco style strumming. The lead techniques would be rakes, vibrato, hammer-ons and pull-offs, slides, pedal point, trills, bends, tremolo, triple stop, country bends, palm muting, down slides, delayed vibrato. And the theory bit would be integrating rhythm and lead. The five chord is from harmonic minor. You have approach notes, you have arpeggios, you have rubato, you have enclosure, all in one solo. VIP 5-2, reverse engineering goals. Common goals are like being a studio player, play fast, write songs, be in a band, play by ear, jam with whoever. Do the following for every goal they have. Imagine a person who already can do this thing that they want well. What skills and knowledge do they have? So you put their goal in a box in the middle, and then from there you draw boxes underneath them that all stem to that goal or from that goal, and then you fill those in. You probably only need 5 or 10 boxes, like theory, technique, relevant to that style, etc. Just big picture categories only in this section, like ear training or reading or phrasing. And then when the student presents a goal, you tell them what they'll need, and you say, I can take you there. It'll take time, but as long as you stay with it, you will get there. Don't need to show them the other details just yet that are under each box. And they've never seen anything like this before, and they'll know you've done this before. You could then, only then, and this is not necessarily in the same conversation, you break each category into subcategories. In other words, fretboard theory is a subdivision of theory. or chords theory or scales or modes, whatever. And this is all the what to teach. In other words, this is the layering chart previously presented, but upside down. In other words, the big goals are on top and then the layers are at the bottom. So this is really how it should be and thought about. So just think it, just think and write it out. And then from there, you have the subcategories. And from here is where you do the layers. And when a series is of layers is complete, you check off that thing. And you don't share this level of detail with them. And it's usually they can do several of the subcategories. Usually they can do several of the subcategories at the same time. And keep coming back to each one. The karate belt system, some people use to success, but it is external motivation for most people, says Kevin. For kids, they don't know their goals. They just want to be cool. Parents just know it helps the kids to get into music, so you don't have to go as deep or broad. If you create a class to jam with people, then they'll come 2 to 4 times a week because they want to get the requirements in order to meet that class. And you're denying them the opportunity by not offering it to them. Because of not creating that class or offering it to them.